Okay, we're up to Simon Tov Resh and Aleph, and we are up to the words of the Mechaber Uveis HaKnesses. So it's page 278, and we are up to the words Uveis HaKnesses. Let me please, we're in Tov Resh and Aleph, page 278. Okay, so we're going to be discussing a very unique takona, the takona of Hadlokas Nei Chanukah in Shul. Which is a very interesting takana because really, Hadlokas Neir Chanukah is all about lighting Neir Shuvesoy. It's all about lighting in your house with your family. So how does it make sense to do Hadlokah in Shul at all? It's not a family. It's not at all with you're not with your family at all. How does that make sense to make a? Nobody lives there. So the MSA is that the Rishonim say that it's actually a special takona. It actually is not really part of the Hadlokah. It's not part of the real takona, but it's an additional takona, an additional decree that they've established that besides the regular Hadlokas Neir Chanukah that we have, besides that, which is with your family, with your children in your house, besides that, it's an additional takona, which is the takona of Hadlokas Neir Chanukah in Shul. And where does that come from? So Shonim discussed this, various reasons mentioned. One reason is they mentioned that it's because it's tomer to the Beis Hamikdash, like there was in Neir Chanukah in the Beis Hamikdash. So similarly, also we do the same in Shul. So that's either one reason, or because another reason which is mentioned is because of the people who don't have their own menorahs, visitors are coming, so maybe want to be married to them. So there's various reasons mentioned in Rishonim. But
he didn't want to widespread of making
Kiddush. It's definitely a comparison. Although over here, it's obviously much more, much, much wider. But yeah. Because really the takona is Neir Ish Uveiso. It's really something about the house. It's something about Neir Ish, a person like Uveiso in his house. The takona really is about the house. So really there is no, it wouldn't make sense to make in Shul. Does that make sense? Neir Ish Uveiso is a Gemara. Neir Ish Uveiso, that's the main takona, is Neir Ish Uveiso. We don't find anywhere in the Gemara discussing Hadlokas Neir Chanukah in Shul. So it's an ancient, I don't know if takon is the right word, it's an ancient, I don't know if takon is the right word, it's an ancient minik, or probably a bit more than that, but it's not really a Gemara. It's not really a Gemara, certainly not a Mishnah. So we have to appreciate the chiddush of it. It's a big chiddush that there is a hadlokah in Shul. It's a big chiddush, really. We do it, and we make a bracha, and we're going to discuss the bracha. But I'm just emphasizing it because we're going to have to address where does this apply, where not. And we'll have to have some clarity, especially when we come to shailas such as Hadlokas Neir Chanukah in offices, Hadlokas Neir Chanukah in address station, schools. All these things have to be addressed. All these shailas have to be addressed. Okay, so let us see what the Shulchan Aruch tells. Everything will be covered in Yemei Hashem tonight. Set the Shulchan Aruch on page 278. So the first point that the Shulchan Aruch addresses is where actually it may be, where I think we may have additional comment. Where do you actually light it in Shul? So it's not by the window, it's not by the door. Where do you light it? You light it bekoisel doim, which is really normally, if you're standing opposite the Aron HaKodesh, it's going to be on the right hand side. So that's generally the halacha. Oy bedoim amenoira, or others to bedoim amenoira. Bedoim amenoira. The Mishnah Berurah explains that's actually we have a different girsa. It's probably a mistake. He says to sofim sevkot mem aleph. He says v'tzorich loyim a keneres amenoira. So it's keneres amenoira u'mesadon memizrach lemayrev. And you put it in this direction that it should be going in this direction. That's the way the Rambam puts it. Umadlikin umevachim beisakneses. You light it and you make a bracha. Yes, bracha is a chiddush that you make a bracha on it, because as we said, it's not real takana to make to light in beisakneses, but it's an additional. So you can make a bracha in beisakneses. Why? Mishum pesum nesa. Because by lighting in shul, you are adding to the pesum nes. You are publicizing the victory in the nes, the miracle that Hashem has made, and therefore it's an additional pirsum anes. Says the Rama, ve'ein odom yoitze b'neiris shel beis haknesses. A person is not yoitze when he lights in shul. A person cannot be yoitze. That means if you can't be bothered lighting at home, you can't just rely on the hadlokas neiris in shul. Ve'tzorich lachzol hadlik b'beis, you have to go back and light at home. If you're quiet, you're quite right. So the answer to your question is, if your person is actually homeless, then actually he's not obligated to light the menorah. It won't actually help him that much. Yeah. Because Neir Shavesa, as we just explained, Neir Shavesa, a person who doesn't have a house, he's actually not obligated to Neir Shavesa. I'll tell you where this is in the Gelwa. I want to address at one point, we'll speak about Mal, but the Maharsham speaks about somebody. What if somebody's on a train journey that takes 48 hours? Where is he meant to? Nowadays, we'll put it in what if you're flying to Australia or on Punkt and Chanukah, you've got your nephew's Chasana. And you're going to, how long does it take to fly to Australia? It's about a day. So what are you going to make? Where you? So the poskim, I want to address it in Mitzvah Shema at a different share. I want to speak more about it. But the poskim would take the approach that if you haven't got a house, if it's not considered your house, which arguably it's not considered your house, it's not really your place. If that's the case, then could be you're not obligated to light at all. Could be not obligated because ne ishuvesoi. If you haven't got a house, if you're homeless, this person now, even if he's flying a first class, if he's paying a first class ticket to fly to Australia, he's considered homeless. He's considered homeless because he hasn't got really a house during the journey. So yes.
It'd be possible that if the person was married, that his wife could light on his behalf.
Could very well be as well. That could very well be, and that's definitely something worth discussing. That could very well be. However, if there's a different time zone, many poskim say it wouldn't work. Right? So, but it's you're actually right in your point. It's definitely true. So continues the Rama. The time that we normally light the menorah is between mincha and ma'ariv. And with regards to Erev Shabbos, the mincha, we light before mincha. Right? Have you ever noticed on Friday afternoon when we light the menorah after mincha, we light it before mincha, not between mincha and ma'ariv like the rest of the. If there's a Mincha Ma'ariv, on Sunday we light it between Mincha Ma'ariv. On Friday we light it before Mincha. You could really do it. If you want, you can hurry. That you daven Mincha first, and then after that you hurry up. But how do you hurry up? That the Chazan just makes the Bracha, and he lights the first candle, and then the rest, the Shamash, is going to, the Gabba, whoever, is going to carry on lighting the other candles. And then you can start with Friday night davening. You could do that as well, says Ramo. Somebody else light. Seems that there's only one person who's capable to make the Chazonos of the Brocha. And the Chazonos of the Brocha. So therefore, you want to have the same person lighting and the same person davening. So it says, light before Mincha on Friday, or you can dav Mincha and then after Shliach Tzibur just makes the Brocha and he lights one candle and he gives it to the Shamash to continue. Okay, now there is many shyness with regards to Hadlokas Neir Chanukah in public areas. I want to first of all address Sivkot Lamates Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah Lamates says Beveis HaKnesses Oy Beveis HaMedrash. Mishneh Berurah says that there's two places a person can light, and he's saying a Beveis HaKnesses, which is literally a shul, Oy Beveis HaMedrash, which means a Beveis HaMedrash. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. You can either light in a shul or in a Beveis HaMedrash. Now what happens, the first question which I want to address, what happens if there's no Ma'ariv? Imagine it's a shul that may have a shachris, may have a mincha, but they haven't got a ma'ariv. Okay, that's quite common. Let's say there's people learning there in the evening. Say, there's people going to be learning there in the evening. Okay, night koil, but there's no ma'ariv. In Eretz Yisrael, there's plenty of those places. You know, you have a night koil, but there's no ma'ariv there. So what happens then? Can you light the menorah in Tzav Shabbos Medrash without ma'ariv? Yes or no? Without the bracha, no doubt you can do it. Can't do any harm. What about with bracha? Can you make a bracha? It's in shul.
Didn't say it was anything to do with Maariv.
Right? Didn't say anything to do with Maariv.
Between
Maariv. So, but interestingly, the poskim are very stringent about this. They say that the whole hadlokas nechanek in shul is a chiddush. The chiddush that we do a bracha because really there is no room for such a hadlokas. So fine. So if we do it, it's gonna have to be before Maariv. If there is no Maariv, you can't light. It is connected. The pirsum hanes is connected to the Maariv. If there is no Maariv, you don't light. That's the consensus of the poskim, and that's generally how the poskim paskin. That if there is no Maariv, you can't light with a bracha. You can't light with a bracha. That is generally how the approach the post can take, yeah.
Even if there's a late Maariv, let's say 11 o'clock
and
half past, and everyone's lit there. Yeah.
Very good.
They still make a
bracha. Right, that's an interesting question. What happens then if there's a quarter to 11 o'clock Maariv and everybody's lit? Can you still make the bracha or not? So that I'm assuming. So that's an interesting question. So let's separate the question. What happened? Was there a Maariv there beforehand or not? This is the first Maariv in that particular Beis Medrash.
Let's say not.
Okay, so let's say not. If this is a Beis Medrash that hasn't been used all evening, so the emes is, the halach is quite clear that you should.
And if there's 15 Maaribs, they're like half.
Yeah. What happens if there is many Maaribs, every quarter of an hour, minion factory, what's the halach then? So then the halach is that you should make a bracha the first Maariv, which is maybe between Mincha Maariv, or maybe just before the first Maariv, you make a bracha then. If it's still lit, then the next minion can't really make a new bracha. They can't. Although the poskim say that, imagine it was a tiny candle, which just lasted for however long it lasted, and the next minion comes along and there's no zecha, there's no remembrance at all of the first lighting. What do you think dalach would be? So some poskim say you could. There's no reason why not, really. Yeah, if it's a mincha, yeah. But let's say there's a mincha. In this shul we had once, if there is an early Maariv, and then 3 hours later there's an additional Maariv. So really, there is poskim who say that you could make another bracha. You could make another bracha.
Is it proper to do so if the candle's
already
lit from the 3 hours?
Right. So that's right. It's a good question. It's a good question. I suppose there's going to be a machlokes rabbonim because the poskim do say maker than you could. But I hear your point that some poskim say that. I hear your point that maybe you're going to say that there's no need to make a bracha and you could just light with that. I hear that as well. But maker than you could really make a new bracha. Yeah. Oh, I want to get to that. It's going to be soon. I want to go from this shaila to the offices shaila. What about offices? And I'm talking, there's a slightly different angle of the shaila, because what's going on over here is that you have offices, people are working there, and then there is a, say there's a mincha and a maariv in every single day taking place in these offices. Yeah, obviously there's plenty of yidden there. And so I'm obviously not talking about just a mincha, midday mincha. I'm talking about, or maybe a Maariv at the end of 5 o'clock, there's a Maariv there. Question is, could you light them? So that's a different question. Because it's, is it a Beis Medrash? Is it a Beis HaKnesses? Is it okay to light the menorah there? Again, without the bracha, I think we'll all agree that there's no problem. But with the bracha, could you light a menorah there or not? Pardon? Well, keep going. What do you want to say? Right. Okay, so the emes is, this is the machlokes between Rav Eliashiv and other poskim. Some poskim claim, and you can really hear both sides. Some poskim claim that, hold on a second, it's true that really it's an office, but now between 5 and quarter past 5, this is becoming a ad hoc Beis HaMedrash. Because if you're davening there, who says, what defines the Beis HaMedrash? What defines the Beis HaMedrash? What is it? Is it the Ohr HaKodesh? Doesn't have to. Shul can, Beis HaMedrash can be without the Ohr HaKodesh. Is it a Ne'er Tomit? What defines the Beis HaMedrash? So some poskim say, many poskim in fact, they say if you daven the Maariv every single day, if there's an ongoing thing that there's a Maariv there, it's established, it's a fixed thing, there's Maariv there, then there's no reason to forbid it. It's a Beis HaMedrash between 5 and quarter past 5. It's true, it's an office. The rest of the time, it's an office. But now that people are having it, really, you could call it the Beis HaMedrash. And there's a Beis HaMedrash, as you're pointing out, there's a Beis HaMedrash. So many poskim say you could make a bracha there, and it's a pesamanes, and you could light it with a bracha. Other poskim, including most famously Rabbi Yashiv, didn't hold you can make a bracha on that. And the truth is that you can hear that as well. You could say the base, the Mishnah Berurah says base akneis or base hamedrash. You could argue that's not really considered base hamedrash. It's just offices that we're davening there now. That doesn't really give it any kedusha of base hamedrash. It doesn't really make it into a halachic status of a base hamedrash. And therefore, some poskim of Roshim Rabbi Yashiv Amachme. But you can really hear both sides of the coin. You can really hear the argument. Yeah, very good. No. So really, the way the poskim take it, your point is a very interesting point. But it doesn't seem to be the key point that you have a minion. The point is much more that it's connected to a ma'ariv. So for instance, if there's a night kol who doesn't have ma'ariv, many poskim are very reluctant to allow with a bracha. They're learning there. You've got 10 people there, but no, you can't make a bracha. Rabbi Nissim Karelitz was asked to Shaila, what happens if there's a night kol, and after, at the end, let's say they learn from 8 till 10, it's going to be Ma'ariv at 10. Okay, it's going to be Ma'ariv at 10. So can you light like 5 to 8 before they start learning? Can you light then with a bracha? You'll be able to light at 5 to 10. That for sure, because it's going to be before Ma'ariv. Can you light a bit before, make Pirsum Anais whilst they're learning or not? So that's again a machloikus. Many poskim are not so happy about it. Because as we're learning now, that the Chiddush, it's really only between, it's connected to a Ma'ariv. It needs to be connected to a Ma'ariv, otherwise not. With regards to a minion, it's true that lechatchil you should have a minion, but it sounds from the poskim it's not ma'akev b'diavet. If you haven't got a minion now, let's say a minion is going to come late or something, you could still make a bracha. You could still make a bracha. An interesting shaila that is discussed in the poskim as well is the kosel. Kosel there's a hadlokas nechanika as well. Could you make a bracha there or not by the kosel? Ever been a hadlokas nechanika by the kosel? Ever been it? Yeah, been. Yeah, can you make a bracha there? The people making brachas at all time.
Every
minion make their own bracha. What do you think, Rabbi Sai? Is that okay or not?
The regular place where people daven. The kosel isn't. The purpose of this is not considered one base medrash. It's considered a continual.
So therefore, but therefore,
everyone makes their own bracha.
But everyone makes their own bracha, right?
It's like different set of groups, isn't it?
Right. So, but just is it okay to make a bracha there? Is it okay to light with a bracha? So. It's like a shul. So even Rabbi Yashiv is fine to make a bracha there. Even Rabbi Yashiv is fine to make a bracha there. It's because really, it's the fact that there's no ceiling doesn't really matter. It's no doubt about it. It's got a kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash at the very least, or maybe even Beis HaKnesses. It's got kedusha there. It's meant for davening. It's designated for davening. So therefore, everybody agrees that by the kosel is not even a shaila. It's fine. You can make a bracha. That's not really much a shaila. Where it becomes much more controversial is what happens if you've got a gathering of many people. A gathering of many people. Say, say a simcha, a chasana. Plenty of people there. And let's say they're even going to daven ma'ariv there. Can you light with a bracha?
It isn't a fixed place.
Absolutely.
So that would be
right.
A shaila would be on that.
Very good. So that is quite clear amongst all the contemporary poskim that you can't make a bracha, although there is a ma'ariv there, but you need to have some place which is established as a place of davening. So this is not really similar to the office, because the office, we're davening there every day from 5 to quarter past 5, there's a ma'ariv taking place. That's considered during that time a Beis HaMedrash, if you want. As opposed to if you just, it's really a simcha hall. It's a hall. Now you want to daven, but that doesn't make it into a Beis HaMedrash by any standard, and therefore you can't make a bracha there. And that leads us to a topic which is even more, yeah? That'll work out. It's a good shaila. What should the chosen kala do?
Every day, apart from during the Shabbat, and they all make minyanim.
But it's not. Would you claim this is called the Beis HaMedrash because of that? Or it's got any kedusha of Beis HaMedrash? But it's going to be every day. It's different. Every day it's different time, different people, different place, different location. Yeah, but I'm sure it isn't. I'm sure that's not happening. But you're right. If there is people there that would daven there every day, then it would be different, but that's not the case. It's like, yeah, it's not. It's going to be every day, different place, different time, and different. Yeah, what do you want to say? Right. The chosn. It's a good question. What's the halacha of a chosn who gets married? And that's something that the person can discuss every year again. Chanukah is the child. What should the chosn kala do? So, lemais, that's not an option. They should light there. They could either light If it's before, after Plaga Mincha, they can. It depends when they're getting married. If it's before Plaga Mincha, they could maybe light still wherever they were before, and if it's after, they could light when they get home, whatever the new place. Okay, that's going to be. It's going. Yeah, Simcha is not considered. It's not an option. But that leads to a shaila, which I hope I'm not being too controversial. What about public areas, public places, which is large gatherings of people, and besides the fact that there's donuts as well, there's also hadlakas neir Chanukah. Is it okay to make a bracha or not?
No.
It's not a fixed base for tefillah. It's not a fixed base. It's not considered right.
And also the menorah is often above 20 amas.
Between 120 amas. Yeah. Rabbi, what do you think about it? It is done. So I hope I'm not being too. So the Maaser said, Dain Weiss, Reb Shlomo Zalman, Rav Ozner, the contemporary poskim, they speak explicitly about public gatherings and making bracha v'adokas nekas in public gatherings, and they can't find a justification for it. They can't find it. I had to say that it's not precisely as you're saying that it has to be a Beis HaMedrash. And although, you know, that's very interesting, because if you look at the Pirsum HaNeis, you know, you could argue Pirsum HaNeis, so you could but what the poskim are, based on what we're learning, Mishneh Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Mishneh Berurah, we're learning that it needs to be a Beis HaMedrash, a Beis HaKnesset, it needs to be Mokum Tefillah, and it needs to be connected to a Maariv, and it's the fact that it's a public event, it's hard to find based on Mishneh Berurah and post-game, it's hard to find the justification for that. I'm just saying what's...
But if, for instance, every year at Israel Station, they had a Maariv and this Noah, would that change?
Would you claim, could then the Israel Station becomes a Mokum Tefillah?
Right. Regular,
I think it's very, very hard to stretch it. I was actually thinking about this. I had the same thought actually. Maybe you want to just to be melamed chus in any way, but it's very hard to stretch it. It's very, very hard. I feel that it's not. But are you allowed to? I mean, chinuch is crucial, and kiruv is important. I'm not.
Well, if it's
not justified, then it's a bochel v'atola, not a bochel v'atricha. If there's no head, it's a bochel v'atola, it's not a bochel v'atricha. So I'm just quoting the poskim, Dain Weiss, Shlomo Zalman, and Shevet Halevi, and all the poskim, and Mishneh Berurah. So I'm just quoting what I know. I mean, there's probably plenty of things I don't know, but...
If they get someone who knows how to say a bracha, right? But it's definitely not going to have a menorah at home, and they make
it. Yeah, but you can't...
That's still a bracha at
the time. How could it be a... What are they fulfilling? What is being fulfilled?
If they don't... But yeah, they're not fulfilling the mitzvah, they're not in
the... Ne'er shuvei soy. Gathering? And they probably don't make a bracha anyway. They probably don't make a bracha. Says the Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Mem Dalet. Sifkot Mem Dalet says interesting point. Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Mem Dalet the following: Umadlikin amavochim after Beis Hakneset rak min hoga. Although the Beis Hakneset is only a minik, mikol makom nevertheless mavochin. You can make a bracha on it. So the Mishneh Berurah is asking a question: how can you make a bracha in Hadlakas Neir Chanukah Shul? It's a minik. You can't make a bracha on a minik. How can you make a bracha on a minik? So Mishneh Berurah says, you can. There is such a concept of making bracha on a minik. Yes, halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minik, and nevertheless we make a bracha on it. So Mishneh Berurah is telling us over here, there is such a thing as a bracha on a minik. So Hadlakas Neir Chanukah Shul is a minik, but you can't make a bracha on it. There is such a thing. It's been established as a very, very, very important minik. And consequently, it's justified to make a bracha. Yeah.
Doesn't it depend on who established that?
So it's you're right. It's ancient. You're quite right. It is ancient. And although there's no gemara on it, but it's from Rishonim. It's mamash from Rishonim. Yeah.
Are you sure that Sfarim do it?
I do not know. I do not know. Is there shuls that don't do it? Is anybody aware of any shuls that don't? Do you know of anything? Any shuls that don't? That don't do b'shitta? I don't know. Yeah, I wonder. Have you ever heard of shuls that don't? B'shitta? I don't know. Right. Yeah. Okay, there's a few more points to discuss, such as who should light it? It should be an adult or a child, what's better? And I also want to speak about Shechionu as well, but we'll leave that for tomorrow, Mirza Hashem. Yeah. Ovel. Yeah, that's with regards to Sivkot Mem Hei. With regards to Sivkot Mem Dalet. Yeah, with regards to Shechionu. Yeah, so we'll address that tomorrow as well, because I want to speak also about who should make the book, who is ideal, who ideally should make the book.